That school bell tells us it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. This is lesson number 45. Grab a chair and get your Bibles, and if you need to, turn your radio up. And then turn in your Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 30. And we will continue with a lesson that we began at the last class session, about how a king led his people back to God. While you are turning to 2 Chronicles chapter 30, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we are studying in this school the Sunday school lessons that were written by E.A. Elam for the year of 1922. And this particular lesson is for Sunday, May 14th, 1922. And in just a moment, we're going to be talking about the importance of those words in this lesson, as it is written. You find those words in 2 Chronicles chapter 30. Let me read verses 4 and 5. The thing was right in the eyes of the king and of all the assembly, so they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto Jehovah, the God of Israel, at Jerusalem, for they had not kept it in great numbers in such sort as it is written. Those words of 2 Chronicles chapter 30 and verse 5, as it is written, is key to the lessons that we're studying in this particular Sunday school lesson. You see, Hezekiah was going to have them keep the Passover. As soon as he became king, he wanted to bring his people back to God by keeping the Passover. But there was a problem. They were not going to be able to keep the Passover in the first month, as God had written for them to do. And so they were going to keep the Passover on the 14th day of the second month. And some who do not know their Bibles very well have pointed to this as an example of how if what God has taught us is not convenient, then we can just do something else. Well, that runs exactly contrary to the very lesson that we need to get from this particular text. And it was pointed out last week, or the last class session, that God had already made provisions for this. That if there was legitimate reason why they could not keep the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, according to the law of Moses, it was already written in that law that they could keep the Passover on the 14th day of the second month, as Hezekiah was here going to do. Now that is written in the book of Numbers, chapter 9. And I want to read this to you. Numbers chapter 9, verses 1 through 11. And I'm reading from the American Standard Version. Jehovah spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Moreover, let the children of Israel keep the Passover in its appointed season, in the 14th day of this month, at even, ye shall keep it in its appointed season, according to all the statutes of it, and according to all the ordinances thereof shall ye keep it. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at even in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that Jehovah commanded Moses. So did the children of Israel. And there were certain men who were unclean by reason of the dead body of a man. So they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. And those men said unto him, We are unclean by reason of the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer the oblation of Jehovah in its appointed season among the children of Israel? And Moses said unto them, Stay ye, that I may hear what Jehovah will command concerning you. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If any man among you or of your generation shall be unclean by reason of a dead body or on a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto Jehovah in the second month on the 14th day. At even they shall keep it. So you see, it was already written in the law exactly what Hezekiah was here doing. In our last session, we started pointing out some of the reasons why, in compliance with what Moses had written in the book of Numbers, they were not able to keep the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. So, as it is written, hear those beautiful words, as it is written, they were keeping the Passover on the 14th day of the second month. Let's look at the notes that Elam had written about this. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verses 4 and 5, the notes on those verses. He says, Making all the preceding preparation and arranging for the Passover in the second month, according to the will of God, were in the eyes of the king and in all the assembly the right things to do. So they established a decree to make a proclamation throughout Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto Jehovah, the God of Israel, at Jerusalem. This was truly missionary. The salvation of Israel, as well as of Judah, was sought. Christians likewise seek the salvation of all peoples. All this preparation had been according to the will of God. And the people from Beersheba to Dan had been urged to come to Jerusalem to keep the Passover to Jehovah for the reasons given. They had not kept it in great numbers in such a sort as it is written. They had kept it, but not as it is written. Not to do what God commands, but to do something else instead, or to attempt to do what God commands in some other way than that which He commands, is vain worship. Now we can see that taught in the New Testament in the book of Mark. And I'm turning right now to Mark chapter 7. And let me read to you what we read in Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 13 about vain worship. Here it is. Mark chapter 7, verse 1. And there are gathered together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem and had seen some of his disciples ate the bread with defiled, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands diligently, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, except they bathe themselves, they eat not. And many other things there are, which they have received to hold, washings of cups and pots and of brazen vessels. And the Pharisees and scribes ask him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with defiled hands? And he said unto them, Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine the precepts of men. And so it is vain worship to substitute your own plans for worship for that which God had supplied. To keep the Passover, but not as it is written, was not acceptable to God. Hezekiah knew there was no way to reform and save the people except to persuade them to worship God as it is written, and to work according to his will. Josiah, the great-grandson of Hezekiah, and another godly king, reformed the people by reading the word of God to them and urging them to worship, as it is written, 2 Kings and verse 23. Ezra and Nehemiah restored the worship of God after the captivity in the same way. They taught the law of God to the people, and whatever they found written therein, they did. They said, "Whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be done exactly for the house of the God of heaven. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons?" Ezra 7 and verse 23. This was done at all cost, and to the most serious extent of putting away the wives and the children born of them, foreign women and strange women. Some of the priests of the Levites and some of the men of Israel had married wives of the wicked nations, which God had written, "They must not take wives," Ezra chapters 9 and 10. God must be obeyed. Jesus resisted the mighty temptations of Satan by saying, "It is written," and telling which had been written. God must be worshipped now, as it is written in the New Testament. In the law of faith, Romans 3:27. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Romans 8 and verse 2. It's the law of Christ, 1 Chronicles 9:21. It is the law of liberty, James 1 and verse 25. As it is written, that the Jews should worship as it is written in the law of Moses, so it is written that all must now worship God as it is written in the law of Christ. Paul declares that now all should learn not to go beyond the things that are written, 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 6. Whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the teachings of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the teachings, the same have both the Father and the Son, 2 John 9. All obedience to God, in all obedience to God, we must do that which he has written. Nothing else is obedience to him. When we come to worship God on the first day of the week, we must do things which are written. Well, what is written? It is written that as Christians, we should meet together on the first day of the week, Acts 27, Hebrews 10:25, 1 Corinthians 16, 1-2, and 1 Corinthians 11:17 and verse 33, that we should meet then to eat the Lord's Supper. Well, what is the Lord's Supper? And why should we observe it? Well, 1 Corinthians 11, 20-26, and 1 Corinthians 10:16, that we should sing together. And what should we sing? And the purpose for which we should sing is found in Ephesians 5, 18-21, Colossians 3 and verse 16, 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 15, that we should pray together, 1 Corinthians 14, 14-17, and that we should study God's Word and edify together, 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Corinthians 1 and 14, and the whole chapter, Colossians 4, 16, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 27, that we should contribute everyone as he may be prospered. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. Paul preached on the first day of the week, but the church did not meet on that day just to hear preaching, so we may preach on that day. What will ye do? Will you do these things on the first day of the week? Then we will do all that God has written for us to do throughout the week. Enough has been written to keep us busy and to lead us to heaven. That's as far as we're going to get with this lesson today, but we have more when the class returns, and so mark that spot in your Bible, and we'll return to this in the next session. And the old schoolmaster now says, you may now be dismissed.